It's time for our weekly review of state news, the Wisconsin News Roundup. Governor Walker is in, John Doe is done. We'll get the latest on those stories and more now with Jesse Apoyan, politics reporter for the Capital Times. Jesse, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Rob.
Well, the week started with big news that we all kind of knew was coming. Governor Walker kicked off his presidential campaign. Things have changed, though, since he made that announcement in terms of national scrutiny. How so?
Yeah, I mean, huge shocker, right? We knew from the minute he won his re-election for governor last fall that he was going to be doing this, but it's finally official. And as a result of that, now that we're really not waiting on any more candidates to get in the race, Walker's been the subject of high-level scrutiny for a while to begin with. He went through the recall election, but he's facing more attention and a brighter spotlight than he's had before just because he's got a national press following him, and he's got 14, 15 other candidates trying to take him down and watching everything he's doing.
Are there issues that people are seeing creating curveballs already for the governor?
It's been an interesting week because of social issues for Walker. You know, during his reelection campaign in 2014, he really stayed away from things like gay marriage or abortion and just kind of said, well, you know, those aren't things that people are talking to me about. Those aren't things where my opinion matters. And there's been a shift in that, and that he's not so much shying away from answering those questions this time around. But on some of those, there's a little bit of hesitancy to let himself be nailed down on what exactly he does think.
And there's been, from his critics, definitely a lot of effort to say, here's what he was saying then, here's how he's talking differently now.
Definitely. I think the most stark example of that's been abortion. In 2014, he had that ad in October when a lot of the pro-choice groups were hitting him on his record. He put out an ad that said, you know, it's an agonizing decision to end a pregnancy. The bills that we've passed leave the decision to a woman and her doctor. And since then, as he's been on the national scene as a conservative presidential candidate, a lot of pro-life groups had said, hey, what do you mean by that? And he's had to backtrack on a little bit and say, no, I didn't really mean it should be between a woman and her doctor. And in fact, I am going to sign this 20-week abortion ban, and I want the legislature to pass it so it'll get on my desk.
Now, some good news yesterday from the perspective of Walker's campaign. The state Supreme Court ended the John Doe probe, already halted, of his recall election campaign and outside conservative groups. We got the details on that ruling yesterday with our own Sean Johnson. But I wanted to ask you, Jesse, about the reaction since then. First, what have we been hearing from Democrats and campaign finance reform advocates since yesterday's ruling?
I think the two big things we're hearing from Democrats and campaign finance reform advocates is, one, Democrats are saying, well, now that this probe is halted and now that these documents are all going to be deleted, we're never going to find out for sure what exactly was going on between the governor's campaign and between those independent groups. The other thing we're hearing is this completely changes the campaign finance landscape. People on both sides of the aisle are saying it's time to reform the laws a little bit, make some changes. But, you know, this ruling says those groups can work closely with candidates, and there's not a whole lot that they can't do at this point.
And you also reported on what Republicans and the governor's supporters have had to say.
Right. I mean, this is vindication for them. They've said, you know, for the longest time, this is a partisan witch hunt. There's nothing to this. And this ruling, they can say, you know, this has been disproven over and over and over again. It's not an issue.
Talking to Jesse Apoyan from the Capital Times in our Wisconsin News Roundup. Some national news got a Wisconsin angle this week. A group released a video with a Planned Parenthood official apparently talking about the uses of fetal tissue from abortion procedures and research. A lot of response nationally. Pro-life groups, congressional Republicans saying this is showing illegal and unethical behavior. Planned Parenthood and supporters say this video is misleading. The use of these tissues done within the law without profit for the group. Here in Wisconsin, there's been a response, Jesse. What are we seeing?
There has. Two Republican lawmakers now, a representative and a senator, have asked for an investigation. Representative Jesse Kramer, who actually authored that 20-week abortion ban, sent a letter to DHS and the governor, to legislature, asking for an investigation into Planned Parenthood. However, Planned Parenthood's response is, well, first of all, the video is misleading, but also the Planned Parenthood clinics in Wisconsin don't actually participate in that fetal tissue donation.
Is there any kind of timeline for when they're calling for this investigation, or is this just putting the idea out there right now?
Pretty much so far, just putting the idea out there. I reached out to the governor's office and DHS yesterday. I haven't heard anything back in terms of whether or not this is something they'll actually pursue.
And one more piece of news, focused in the Milwaukee area, but of statewide interest, given how it'll be paid for. The Milwaukee Bucks Arena advanced a little bit. The Senate passed it this week, a funding plan.
Yes, it did, with much more bipartisan support, I think, than people initially expected. Got a couple legislators to come around on that, and it sounds like the Assembly is looking it over, and all signs point to them passing it whenever they do take it up, and that'll probably be sometime within the next week or two.
And we've been saying this is really the last holdout from the whole budget process. This is the one thing that got pulled out and didn't get put back in. This would finally put the budget to bed.
Exactly. And it's also really the one issue that Governor Walker has been pushing the entire time. A lot of those things that he proposed in the budget, he was really kind of quick to say, yeah, you know, you don't have to pass it that way exactly. But this Bucks proposal has been the one where he's been stepping out in front of it and saying, we really need to make this happen.
And do you think some Republicans have been opposed to this? But this isn't, they're going to make nice after this probably, even though the rhetoric's gotten a little heated on both sides.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this is one of those very rare issues in Wisconsin that's more regional than bipartisan, or more sort of personally philosophical than an actual party line position.
Jesse, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Jesse Appoyan, politics reporter for the Capital Times, helping us break down the biggest stories from around the state this week in our Wisconsin News Roundup.